You're recording.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that we would offer a consent agreement. And I would first make a motion to accept the findings of fact as stated in the investigating committee report.
Okay, a motion and a second to accept the findings of fact. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
And then a motion to accept the conclusions of laws we've just stated today by this board.
Okay.
So before we vote on it, I do kind of want to bring that up if.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where we're going to get your discussion.
I'm not sure either. I just wonder if four of us are looking at this and four of us are going, eh, I'm not so sure. Is that really, I mean, we're getting to the point that we're like, we have to send this out to get an answer. Is that really the minimum? Like, I mean, we're looking at the minimum standard of care. Did they meet the minimum standard of care? And all of a sudden I'm starting to go, wait, we're holding them accountable to something that even four of us in here can't really answer.
Well, I mean, I can definitely see there's something going on there.
Especially in hindsight. And I'm sorry that it's in hindsight that we looked at that radiograph.
Right.
But the question is, should we have made note of that before going into this procedure? And for me, and I think Dr. Wright, pretty convinced there's an abnormality there that aren't
being. Because, I mean, we had the original veterinarian who did not say anything on the x-ray.
Right.
And then if we hadn't been looking at it with the mindset of finding something, would we have seen that? I mean, you went into it, that, you know, as this doctor would have been, like, this is a hyperthyroid cat, we're doing radioactive iodine, like, As soon as I opened up the x-ray,
my eyes were drawn to it.
Exactly.
I mean, without knowing anything else, I'm like, there's something, there's too much opacity in that.
And I viewed the radiograph before the ER visit and looking at the evidence.
And then I think the other question, I think you kind of alluded to it, that there was a question as to whether or not the respondent actually looked at the radiograph. So did he just look at the nose, which was very similar to a case that we had earlier, and miss something that way because they didn't look at the x-rays?
Only evidence in the whole case came up during the investigative committee. When asked, he said, I recall looking at them and they were unremarkable. There was nothing else, not in the records, not in his narrative, about actually reviewing those radiographs.
And I don't think it's setting a standard of all radiographs have to be sent off to a radiologist at this point. I'm just saying here, like I said, we know that this was read incorrectly. I mean, if you read it correctly,
well,
it can move on.
I guess then I also say, is the violation really against the original veterinarian who was the one that actually took and interpreted the x-rays? Because this doctor, at least unless this has changed since I was sending cats for radioactive iodine and from when I did my own, x-rays weren't required. So this doctor who's doing radioactive iodine didn't have to do x-rays, didn't even have to look at them. He got a case referred to him that was, this cat's healthy enough, and he looked at blood work. And on a lot of these cats, you don't do x-rays before you do radioactive iodine. So why would he be held different than the other veterinarian?
That was going to be my next point, is do we need to open a case against the original veterinarian too?
I'm rethinking my decision here. I don't actually feel like this doctor is at fault for not finding a mass on somebody else's x-rays when x-rays are not even required for the procedure that the cat came in for.
But if you are presented diagnostics and you don't look at them, that's a problem.
He did look at them.
According to his statement.
And he didn't see anything.
But it's again not documented in the record. I put in my records reviewed blood work, reviewed radiographs for this very reason.
Yeah.
That wasn't
but
done.
You do know that you are like Dr. Prophet. And we are not evaluating that. And I mean that in the best way possible. Didn't have it. Because I do feel like we have to keep in mind, like, not everybody comes with the same level of experience and the same knowledge and the same background and the same. I don't know. Anyway,
keep going. We can vote.
All right. Where was I? Okay, so we had motion to accept the conclusions of law. Did we vote on it?
It's the findings of fact.
We did the findings of fact.
Yeah, we did the conclusions of law.
I think we did the findings of fact first. I think we did the other way around.
We did the findings of fact first.
The conclusions of law was the violation that they found.
No, we did findings of fact before.
That we found today, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we vote on that?
I believe we did.
Oh.
Yes, we did, yes.
So.
We did findings of fact first.
We did, we voted on that. I don't think we voted on the conclusions.
Oh, okay.
No, you did. You did the motion for the violation, and it was Dr. Nosley and Dr., or Mr. Lowe.
I think it was seconded, and then I started the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think we actually.
And I derailed us.
I don't know where we're at.
You did that before the findings of fact. You found a violation, which would be the conclusions of law.
Oh, yes, we did the, we did find violations first, but then we repeated it in conclusions of law language.
It's up if you guys want to repeat it.
I think we did.
So we're up to the order.
Okay, so at this point, I can ask for previous violations, et cetera.
Yes, so Dr. Boshoven had, in 1999, he had a failure to change his address with the board, and he was offered a consent agreement and paid a civil penalty. In 2002, he was placed on probation for 1 year to do 18 hours of continuing education, and 4 hours were in, let's see here, medical record keeping by going to the emergency animal clinic, reading law and ethics of the profession, 4 hours, and then 10 hours were obtained by attending seminars related to anaphylactic shock reaction and vaccine type reactions. He was found in violation of, it's like ARS 3222-3211, failure to recognize and treat a potential life-threatening vaccine reaction, 3222-3218 as it relates to R311-502C for failing to provide discharge instructions, and then 21 for medical record keeping issues.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to do the same thing you did, Dr. James. Something else just popped into my mind. In reading through...
Don't let me rub off on you.
In reading through the information, the oncology asks for all laboratory, and they ask for radiographs and all doctor's records. They ask for them to be sent. So if the radiograph isn't necessary, or for this, or isn't done in a lot of cases, or they don't need it, why do they ask for them?
Is it just standard protocol for all oncology referrals?
Yep.
And so in some they do and some they don't, and they just ask for it on everything so they have it if they want it?
If they want it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
All right. It just popped into my head. I'm sorry about popping things.
You guys got me going back and forth like a yo-yo, because I'm considering a motion to reconsider and go back.
All right, where are we?
I think your point made a lot of sense. I mean, if you don't need it to do that and you didn't look at it, then it's not a big a deal you didn't look at it. As if he should have looked at it and immediately should have seen it, even if he's not a radiologist, then, I mean, those are two different. Which one is it?
Okay. I'll go on and then we get to a vote is where we need to get here. I would make a motion to issue an order, 90 days probation, and in that 90 days to refund the amount of $2,006 to the complainant. No CE. No civil penalty. If the CA is not signed within 30 days, matter will be moved to an informal interview. Did I forget anything?
No, that's okay.
Second.
I don't know. Do we have a concern with, we're telling you did something wrong, but we're telling you you don't need to do CE, and This is really only financial.
I don't know. I just, if
you just said extra CE wouldn't make you a radiologist, so.
But if you're saying this is so obvious that everybody should have detected it, if that's what we're saying, I'm not necessarily saying that, but if that's what we've decided as a board and we voted on, then, and they missed it.
Yeah.
Then why would we not be looking at CE?
In radiology.
Unless I'm missing, why we did that.
It's also just the way it came about is, did he really look at it?
I don't know.
Or did he just tell the investigator, oh yeah, I'm sure I looked at it.
Okay, so at this juncture, Mark, if we vote on this piece of it, then are we going to go backwards and?
Well, this is the consent agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know, to reimburse or pay restitution to the owner.
But what I'm hearing are some of the board members thinking we shouldn't have even ended up.
Which is where the vote comes.
And they're against it, yeah.
Okay, so if we don't, if we vote down the consent agreement, then the whole motion?
Then we'll entertain a new motion.
A new consent agreement.
Okay.
Because we've already voted on the other stuff.
It would just be a sanction.
Well, why don't we just see where this goes?
Voice vote or?
So.
Or can the motion be amended to include at this point?
If, yeah.
If Dr. Nosley wants.
Yeah.
To make a motion.
Kind of seeing where the votes may lie, this doesn't make any sense to me to do that. My other comment would be, this is a experienced oncologist who I'm sure is very good at seeing cancer in chest x-rays. I think it's a little bit ridiculous to send someone like that for CE. That's my opinion. So that's why I did not do that.
Okay.
That's why my question was, can that be a standalone?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if that's not good enough, then a civil penalty of $50 if you want to do something like that. But CE doesn't make any sense.
Good explanation. Okay.
So as a question, mm-hmm. do we hold a specialist at a higher level than the standard practice? No.
Not the standard, no.
Okay.
No.
If that's the case, the low cost care veterinarian should be held to a lower standard.
We already did that.
Are we voting?
Okay.
Do you want me to do a roll call?
Yes, please.
I already put it away. Ms. Krieger.
I guess I'm just going to vote nay because I'm.
Dr. James is nay. Mr. Logie.
Nay.
Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Dr. Thompson.
Nay.
Dr. Wright.
Aye.
Nays have it.
So then we'll need a new motion.
Okay.
Did you wanna, and again, one option is to move it just forward to an informal, you know, this is the initial review. Another is to, you know, dismiss it, or if you think a letter of concern is the appropriate disposition. But those are basically your three options now at this juncture.
Yeah. So I think based on the vote and the discussion, I would make a motion at this point to dismiss with no violation. I don't see a letter.
That seems like a big jump.
I don't. Yeah. It is a huge jump. What are we going to learn in an informal?
Well, one, you can question more about whether he actually looked at it. Are x-rays routinely reviewed when they come into the practice when you're asking for them? You could review, you know, if you were given this x-ray today, would you have seen, I mean, I think there are things that we could ask that might help us say, did he even look at this? Was this missed? Was this, or does he think those are normal?
Don't we have the answers to all those already?
I don't know.
I don't know that we know that he ever looked at it.
You have the answer he gave to the investigator.
Well, but we know what he said. Are we expecting he's not going to say something different? You know, you're right.
Well, we have had people say different things. That's why we listen to the case.
And I would say, if he said, yeah, I looked at him, and then we say, did you see? If you looked at him, did you see the abnormality?
Okay.
And he says, no, then we could say, okay, should you have?
You convinced me. I'll rescind my motion and make a motion to move to informal.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second to now move case 23-161 to an informal. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Should we get those x-rays reviewed? Would that help anybody?
Because I will.
I don't know if we were paying a radiology consultant or something, that'd be a Victoria question.
Yeah, we have to pay for it. That's why I was going to put it on.
No? Victoria shaking her head no.
I did go on your website.
I said if we're moving it to an informal, should we have the x-rays reviewed?
Fine.
Or radiologist.
Someone that we're paying, apparently, so.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the standard, I guess. I don't think we need to.
Yeah.
You're like a jury of the peers, right?
Yeah.
I think we just
YouTube's have, on.
Yeah, and I think we just have, we have two doctors who are saying, yes, there's absolutely something wrong. I don't know if I've heard from you yet. I'm saying I'm not 100% sure I would have said that. And we have the regular veterinarian saying they didn't see anything. So it's kind of like we're a mixed bag of...
We're always a mixed bag.
It's like,
I know.
I have no help, so...
complete nuts.
For sure.
All right, never mind.
Okay, let's go. All right. Moving on, let's finish up this last IAR and then we can do a bathroom break or something. 2401 regards to Sarah Matajasic.
Sounds about
case 2401, coming in as Vladimir Gadjic, the respondent is Sarah Matajasic, DVM, on July 15th, 2023. Zebo, a 3-year-old Nigerian weather goat, was seen by herd health. The goat was diagnosed with an acute urethral obstruction and was referred to respondent for possible marsupialization surgery. The goat had a history of urethral obstructions and had his urethral process amputated. In the early morning hours of July 16, 2023, respondent performed surgery on the goat. There were complications with endotracheal tube placement, however, complainant elected to proceed with the surgery. Measures were taken to help prevent aspiration. Surgery was performed and the goat was placed in recovery. During recovery, the goat appeared bloated. Therefore, respondent performed a sterile rumen trocarization to relieve the bloat. The goat recovered. Respondent checked on the goat several times prior to leaving the premises and transferring the goat's care to an associate. Later that day, the goat had increased respiratory effort. Radiographs revealed evidence of aspiration pneumonia and treatment was provided. Sedation was provided to place an IV catheter, which was unsuccessful, thus sub-Q fluids and treatments were administered. When staff stepped away for a short time to attend to another patient, the goat died. And the goats are considered livestock. The committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismiss this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay. Thank you, and we have no complainant, and we have Mr. Stoll.
Monitoring only.
Okie doke, and Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, thank you. The first issue is the complaint, as outlined, should not have been against this respondent, because the issue was that the aftercare of the goat was what the complaint stressed was the problem, and this respondent had nothing to do with the aftercare of the goat at all. So, but it's our job to go through the whole record and to look at everything, and so do we have concerns about the procedure, and that makes it a little bit difficult being a goat and very specialized medicine and done by not very many people.
I had a question about what?
Yeah.
Can you describe that surgery? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how to do I think this one had urinary calculi before.
Yes.
So it probably had already had done the one I'm familiar with, where you just open the perineum and pull the urethra out, and it's so up to the outside skin, so it's just gone.
Do the, if you will, feline BU. That's most commonly done for us practitioners. You're referring to a perineal urethrostomy. I do not believe that was done in this case. The initial one was just a cystotomy and removed stone and flushed them out.
Okay.
Okay, so the PU, I'll use those initials, was not done. Now, fast forward to this, again, the goat was obstructed with urolysis. At this point in time, it was determined that the urethra was not suitable for the procedure that you're describing. They felt it was probably too damaged. So what they did was call it a marsupialization, which, to make it simple, make a hole in the abdomen and sew the bladder to it, so when he pees out that hole.
Okay?
It's on the side, an incision, bring the bladder up, open it, sew it to the wall, and so now he doesn't have to pee through his urethra. He just pees out of his bladder.
So basically, as it's coming in, the bladder is just coming right back out.
Exterior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a procedure that you can do with a goat. They're usually not in your house. See the difference? So a goat can live that way. You know, that's your only option at this point.
Usually with, and I've only seen this in food animals, usually you're going to do that. And I have not seen it in more than 30 years. I mean, we know how to control this with a ration. It's very simple.
Right.
It's calcium-phosphorus ratio.
Right.
So there's no reason for it really to happen. But when it used to happen, it was just so you could get them big enough to slaughter. Right, so it wasn't something you weren't going to keep that animal.
I see.
You were just making it so it wasn't a total waste. I mean, you weren't going to euthanize it, throw it in a hole somewhere. You were going to get some meat out of it.
Yeah.
Well, this they're using it as a pet.
This owner loved his goat, though. I mean,
expect
it was
to live like that.
Yeah. Well, if he's not in your house, it's okay.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I agree, but that's what they decided to do.
It was a dwarf, so it might have been in their house.
I had to wonder. I mean, it
was a dwarf.
Not like a loved pet.
What did it weigh? It was more than a dwarf.
Oh, you're right. It was kind of. I thought it was over 100.
Yeah.
So it
wasn't a dwarf.
It was morbidly obese.
Described
like
as one.
Nine.
Said he loved his goat and fed it whatever it wanted to eat.
And that's why it died.
And in the original occurrence, you're absolutely right. Dietary recommendations were made then to keep this from happening again, and they weren't followed. When we get to this procedure, they elected this is all we have to offer is to do this, and they agreed to do it. So I have, regarding the conversation, I have some concern that the complainant really understood what was going on, and I wonder about this intubation. That's kind of the key to the whole thing here. And so you have to do research on these cases. So, you know, my vast experience as being a perfect veterinarian with goats, I have none. So it has to come from research.
Yeah.
And what I learned was it's very important to intubate them. And can be done with the proper equipment and knowledge. Now, this veterinarian certainly has the knowledge. And there wasn't a lot of discussion about the equipment.
Yeah.
But she said she couldn't do it. So she couldn't do it, she couldn't do it. Now where do we go?
So part of my question about asking about what that surgery was versus the one I'm familiar with is, because to do the one I'm talking about, you would never put them under. You give them a spinal block.
Oh, you would do it.
And you have them standing up.
Right, standing.
Where it's easy.
Standing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you lay them down and have them knocked out?
Yeah.
When I mean, it's easy.
They made a determination that that wasn't an option. If you get the surgery, that's why they went.
I don't know where that, whether you could do that block.
They said.
Wherever they're going to.
Oh, could they do this procedure as a standing?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know, probably not. Probably not.
I mean, you do cesareans while they're standing.
Yeah.
Do you displace abdominis while they're standing?
Yeah.
Cut the whole side open and.
No, I rode around with a large veterinarian for several years, so I know exactly what you're talking about, but we didn't ride around any goats, but.
Glad I'm not a goat, I guess. Okay, so what is that?
So then we had two post-op problems. We had bloat, we had aspiration pneumonia. The bloat, this was an emergency surgery, so they couldn't fast. Okay, the bloat happened. Aspiration pneumonia appears to be the problem. So did the complainant have a full understanding of proceeding with it, the procedure without intubation? That's my only concerns there. And I listening to the respondent, I think she did what she felt she had to do, explained it to the, it wasn't like she just went in there and did it anyway without the intubation. I mean, she gave them options. I found out that they often, to prevent this, pass a gastric tube. That wasn't done. Well, okay, was that a big deal? Is that standard of care? So, the complicated the issue is this, the complaint really didn't involve the respondent. Then the whole bit about sedating the goat again to try to get an IV in it. At the time it has bloat and aspiration. Anyway, that doesn't involve this respondent. So apologize for the long-winded discussion, but my motion would be to dismiss with no violation.
Second.
Okay,
we
have a motion and a second.
I'll say on the bloat, I thought I read from what I read reading in there that the bloat was a recurring problem also.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably another
from the diet.
Well, it's also positioning of a ruminant for surgery.
Yeah, if you lay there too long, it's got in there, but
they just regurge.
And I would expect it for that instance, but I thought I saw where the referring veterinarian, Dr. Ritz, mm-hmm. Herd Health had in her notes that it had bloated or it was bloated
so
before
you
sent it or whatever else. I mean, that, when you. One bloat isn't that big of a deal. Multiple over time, that rumen lining can just slough off and then they're going to do nothing but bloat. So, I mean, it gets acidotic and you're just, it's going to be gone.
If you're talking about
a bloat. So you're talking about something that's out of control of any of the medical professionals. And that was at home, is where that all happened, or started.
Right.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Yep.
With discussion. All those in favor of dismissing case 2401, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, does anyone, I can't even remember when we last took a bathroom break. Does anyone need one? Okay, well, we'll take a couple minutes? Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye, Kate.
Thank you. See you next year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.